What a great privilege we have now to go to the Lord and hear Him speak to us. And so let's turn in the Scriptures to Matthew 14. Matthew 14, and we will read verses 1 through 36 of the Word of God. Matthew 14, verses 1 through 36. These are the words of the living God, and so give your attention to it and do not harden your hearts. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the news about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptizer. He has risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. For when Herod had John arrested, he bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had been saying to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' Although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded John as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Having been prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptizer.' Although he was grieved, the king commanded it to be given because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the body and buried it. And they went and reported to Jesus. And when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, 'This place is desolate, and the hour is already late, so send the crowds away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves.' But Jesus said to them, 'They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat.' They said to him, We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, 'Bring them here to me.' Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It is a ghost!' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.' Peter said to him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, 'You of little faith, why did you doubt?' And they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'You are certainly God's Son.' When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding district and brought to him all who were sick. And they implored him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak, and as many as touched it were cured." Those are the words of the living and true God. So John the Baptizer is the one who has said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He's pointing to Jesus. He is the prophet, the last prophet before the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And here we see clearly what happens. He is martyred. And that takes up the first 12 verses. We see perhaps one thing we be encouraged about to us Christian. Verse 12, the proper duty that we have concerning our bodies. Once again, throughout the Scriptures I've tried to bring this out whenever we see it for our benefit. Whenever a believer or one of God's children dies, they are often, most of the time, upon their death, they are buried. Their bodies upon our death are to be buried. We bury them because we have hope in the resurrection of our bodies. And then verses 13 to 21, we have the account of the feeding of the 5,000. We're pretty familiar with this. Jesus shows compassion to the large crowds that have followed Him and heals many. And these large crowds, they have nothing to eat. It's late in the day. It's evening or dusk. And they've come to Jesus to be with Him. But to have food, they'd have to leave Him. They'd have to go back to the cities they came from. And that is some distance off, it seems, by the description of what's going on here. So what to do? And Jesus shows that they need to be with Him. That's the purpose. That's why they've come to be with Jesus, and they need to be with Jesus. And that's what we need at all times, to be with our Lord and Savior. We must feed upon Him, His Word. And Jesus, of course, shows that here. And so that these people could remain with Jesus, we know the story of what happens here. He feeds all the men, which are 5,000 in number, and then plus the women and children, probably approximately 20,000 people. And He does so with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He does, He works a miracle and to show that He is from God and that the word He gives ought to be listened to. Of course, we know He is God and all the people were filled and satisfied, and there were even leftovers from those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. If there is anyone who can provide, it is the Lord who sits on the throne. His name is Jesus. He provides exactly what is needed and more for us every day. And thankfully, He is the bread of life as well, that we ought to be encouraged here to feed upon Him, to listen and hear His word. The remaining verses we hear of Jesus walking on the water, also familiar to us, coming to the disciples who were in a boat. Jesus walks on water. And the disciples were afraid at first. You know, it isn't often you see someone, you're in a boat, someone walking on the water. Never does that happen, except here. And so, of course, as we would probably be, they were afraid. And Jesus commands Peter to come to Him on the water, to show his faith. And Peter came, and then what happened? A reminder to us that when we start focusing on the circumstances, when we start focusing on our earthly surroundings, we see what happens. Verse 30, he saw the wind. Presumably that means he saw the waves moving and rippling, whatever it is, because of the wind. And he feared. He began to sink and cried out to his Savior. And so we learn, focusing on the circumstances instead of focusing on our Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Peter focused on the circumstances. It showed his faith, little faith. And so let us be a people, beloved, who feeds upon our Savior and always looking to Him instead of focusing on those things around us. Not to say we don't acknowledge the things around us and deal with the things around us, but our focus must be upon the Lord Jesus Christ and upon Him always for all that we need, even the ability to walk on land or see or hear. We must do all things in and through Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who is acknowledged here by the disciples, them saying, You are certainly God's Son. the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Messiah, the Christ. And Father, you sent your Son to this earth, not giving up his divinity, but taking on also a human nature. And you here showed yourself often to these people, the Jews, as the coming Messiah, fulfilling the different prophecies, the promises that you've given throughout the Old Testament. And even John, when he prophesied and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And that he did on the cross, sacrificing himself by his body given and blood shed. By his death we were healed. And Father, we also are thankful that you raised him up from the dead, that he rose from the dead, which gives us hope in the resurrection of our bodies, which ought to be buried upon our deaths. We think back especially to the bones of Joseph, which were to be buried. We think of Jesus himself, who was buried, as our example. And even John in this passage, and the many more. Father, in our day, it is often the desire to be cremated, perhaps because it's cheaper for us. And yet that throughout Scripture, the burning of dead bodies is often significant or pointing to curses. Father, we ask that we would be a people who have hope in the resurrection. Have that assurance. Lord, give us assurance. We struggle, all of us here, in different ways, and we're all at different, perhaps we might say, levels of assurance. Father, we ask that you would grow each and every one of us in our assurance of salvation. If we truly are your children, that you would plague our minds and hearts if we are not your children. If we have falsely thought to ourselves that we have believed the gospel, we ask that you would turn us unto yourself. Send your Spirit. And Father, we're thankful that you're the God who sits on the throne, Jesus, your Son, who sits on the throne and heals all our diseases and cures all our sicknesses. And Father, we pray that as well for all here, those who are not able to be here this day because of their bodies which struggle. Lord, heal their bodies. That they would be able to freely worship you with your people on this, the Lord's Day. Father, we ask that you would now continue feeding us with your word, that we would feed upon Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.